Happy New Year. Welcome to episode 263 of my podcast, Who's Paying Attention? This is Alonzo Bowden. I thank you for still being here. I hope 2020 has gotten off to a good start for you. Mine is questionable. Now, I had a great New Year's Eve in Raleigh and New Year's Day being home, et cetera, but, you know, the news kind of bummed me out. I mean, New Year's Day, I read about a six-year-old kid being beaten to death by his godfather in L.A. Just read today about a grinder date in Michigan where this guy cut the young man's, stabbed him, hung him by his ankles, cut his throat, cut off his testicles, cooked them and ate them. It's not a good way to start a year. Okay, and that's the local crime. In other news, obviously the big thing is our idiot Trump. So the drone strike killing Qasem Soleimani of Iran. He killed, you know the story, he kills a high-ranking Iranian official to foil a plot of terrorism. Is foil a plot? I haven't heard foil a plot since Bush was foiling plots in Iraq. And of course, in comic books, it's bullshit, right? This could be a distraction from the impeachment or whatever, I don't know. The hypocrisy, it's right after he did it, of course, the tweets that Trump put out about Barack Obama, saying Barack Obama should start a war with Iran to make sure he gets reelected or whatever. That hypocrisy is lost on Trump's cult. And that's where we're at now. It's not his followers anymore. It's a straight up cult. You know it as well as anybody. There's nothing, he said it and it's true. There's nothing he can do to change these people's mind. But anyway, so he did that. Iran said there would be retaliation. There was retaliation. The retaliation was firing missiles at Al-Assad base, which I happen to have been to and performed at in Iraq. And no Americans were killed, maybe because, and again, I'm going by the news, Iran said, told them where they were going to bomb, told Iraq what was going to be bombed, and they made sure no people were there. They aimed for an area that was unpopulated on the base. So, of course, Trump and his idiots took this as a win, and they're going to be, oh, we did great. You know, it's all over Twitter. I think one of my favorites was a veteran who challenged Tammy Loren. You know Tammy Loren. To join the military. She said, hey, you're 27, you believe in this, blah, 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 you should join. And of course, Tammy was like, well, what, did you serve? And the woman responded, yeah, for 6 years, I've been deployed. So kudos to her and fuck off to Tammy. You know, this dick waving, and that's all it is, it's just dick waving, it is dangerous. It's ignorant, it's dangerous, you know, and unfortunately, the troops ultimately will suffer, right? If anyone gets killed behind this, it'll be some poor kid. And believe me, the military is full of kids. When I say kids, I mean 18 to 20 year olds or whatever, you know, it'll be somebody killed in the Middle East for doing their job because Trump wants to wave his dick around and because the Republicans refuse to rein him in any way. Mitch McConnell is making sure that there'll be no witnesses to testify at the Senate hearings on the impeachment. And then, of course, you know how it's going to go. They're not going to allow any witnesses to testify. And then after they exonerate him or whatever the legal term is, they'll say, well, there were no witnesses. We had no proof. It's sad, but it will continue. I don't know how it'll play out. It's funny, when I got here in Bermuda, I mean, the guy who picked me up at the airport, who's an old friend, I see him every year, he's a cool guy. It's first thing he said, what's going on with the government? What the hell is wrong with you guys? You know, it's a worldwide problem. It's sad, but the government of the United States is a worldwide problem. And as it stands right now, the orange idiot still would probably get reelected. The Democrats don't have a candidate. The Democrats are not organized. They are not ready to win an election. The idiot has much more money, all this Republican money, billionaires and everything else. And, you know, he's ready to pull it off. So we'll see. Again, thankfully, there won't be, well, it doesn't look like, you know, of course, people reacted that this is going to be the start of World War III. Like, no, it's not. But it could be, right? It would be a long shot. I don't even know how. What happens? So Iran sends a bomb, then maybe we send a missile back and we accidentally kill a Russian, or Putin just calls Trump and tells him what to do, which would be much simpler. Don't know how it's going to play out. Unfortunately, I don't have a lot of faith in the Democratic Party on this fight. I like Pelosi. I like what Pelosi's been doing with the impeachment. But beyond that, the Democrats, a pit bull with no teeth. Imagine getting gummed by a pit bull. How scary would that be? Like, here comes a pit bull. That's the impeachment. Here comes a pit. And then it gets to the Senate and we find out this pit got no teeth. He's just going to gum your leg really hard. I don't know. I'm not even going to say it. Okay, let's get away from that. Harvey Weinstein, finally on trial. I guess after 100 women, they were like, yeah, okay, maybe. And I don't think the walker is going to help him. You know, he showed up for trial on a walker, I guess, looking for some sympathy. He has women lawyers and the whole scam. I don't think it's going to work. Guy's a piece of shit. And he's charged with 5 counts of rape and sexual assault. That should make him a serial criminal. I don't know how it's going to play out. But I think Cosby will soon have a roommate. And speaking of Cosby, let's get into comedy. Okay, Weinstein, piece of shit. Let's hope he's found guilty. That's all I can say about that. Eddie Murphy's comeback on Saturday Night Live was brilliant. It was fantastic. I don't think there was any doubt as to whether or not Eddie Murphy was still funny, but he certainly nailed it. And it was hilarious for him bringing back the old characters, you know, Mr. Robinson's Neighborhood and Velvet Jones, the pimp. And it's funny to see Velvet Jones move up to Instagram hoes. That was hilarious. See, it's keeping with the times. Gumby was on the Weekend Update. I don't even think, like, Generation Z, they don't know who Gumby is. It's still funny. So kudos to Eddie and kudos to Ricky Gervais. Ricky Gervais hosts the Golden Globes every year, and he goes in on Hollywood and corporate. You know, he did a joke about Apple trying to be woke and yet running Chinese sweatshops and so on. And he doesn't apologize. And they sit there and they take it. I don't know what it is about Ricky Gervais that he gets away with it, but good for him. It's comedy still has to push these barriers, push these lines. Now, it was great. Eddie Murphy said that some of his old jokes, he said he listens to some of his old stuff from the 80s and he cringes, probably particularly over the how many times he used the word faggot, you know. But he said it's still funny, but he cringes at the language because the language has changed in the past 30 years. So comedy's okay. On a personal note, I'm going into my 27th year. I started doing comedy in January 93. This is year 27. I'm still in the game. And George Wallace told me I almost have it figured out. So I'm going to take that as a big compliment. Joker won. Joaquin Phoenix won Best Actor. I was happy to see that. I love Joker. I think Joker is a great movie. And it was funny in his speech when he talked about sacrifices. He said, you know, Hollywood, maybe you don't need to take your private jet to Palm Springs. Now, I get what he was saying, but trust me, giving up a private jet to Palm Springs isn't the biggest sacrifice you can make. It's a 3-hour drive, just for those who don't know. It's a 3-hour drive, maybe 2.5 if you use Waze. But then again, they would be they wouldn't be in a Prius. They'd be in a Tesla. Yeah, I think they can make it without the private jet. I don't know. While we're on the topic of sacrifices, because this is something that maybe it's a personal thing. I don't know. Maybe it's my issue and no one else's. I honestly don't know. But for some reason, the royals bother me. Meghan Markle and Prince, which one is hers? Harry? Henry? I don't even know. I don't know which one is hers. I'm looking for the article right now. But it's funny to me. Harry, she's got Harry. So whenever they talk about their problems, right, it's like, you don't have problems. You do nothing. So they complain about their coverage in the press. There's too much press. And when they say something and blah, 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 blah. But you don't work. You're royalty. So somehow, I don't know exactly how it breaks down, but the British people take care of you. You have nannies and chefs and security, and you travel private, and you blah, 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 blah. And they I'm laughing because I'm reading this article. An emotional ITV documentary, Harry and Meghan, in which the couple opened up about their recent hardships. Hardships. You know who has hardships? Call people in Flint, Michigan, and tell them how tough it is to be you. Okay? Yeah, they haven't had clean water in 10 years. Tell them how tough it is to be you. And that's extreme. You know, yeah, we got all the homeless people and this and that. But just the average person working to pay their bills, and they're not doing great in the UK. Yeah, they have health care, which is better than ours, but they got, you know, it's tough. So they may move to Canada for a significant portion of the year and may even ditch their royal titles. Now, how are they going to live? What's their future plans? Well, they could go to Canada and they could live off his inheritance from Lady Diana, who was royalty and did nothing. So it's you got, like, they say that like that's the job, like that's going to be a job. Like, she was royalty and did nothing, and she accumulated they wear dresses and they give away money that they didn't earn. That, as far as I know, that's the job of royalty. A lot of charities and stuff like that. So anyway, they may have to give it all up and spend more time in Canada doing absolutely nothing. Now, a lot of people are upset because she's black and her family is source of gossip and this and that. And the funniest thing I heard was that there's a bunch of old white ladies in the UK who are upset with Meghan because Harry didn't marry their daughters. And I kind of believe that. So, I don't get it. I will tell you this, though. Heiress is a hell of a good job. Now, I don't know how you get that job. I don't know how you get that job. But heiress is a hell of a good job. You do nothing. You inherit it. So the Bernie Ecclestone, for 40 years, ran Formula One. And he's worth, I don't know how much, hundreds of millions, if not $1 billion. Well, his daughter, Tamara, who, again, is an heiress, that is her official title, the house was robbed. And they stole $50 million of jewelry. And she's going to solve it by going shopping. She felt bad, so she's going shopping. See, that's the heiress gig. That's the heiress gig. Yeah, $50 million stolen. How are you going to fix that? We'll go shopping. You see, so I don't know how you get this job, but it's a damn good job. It's a good job. And good luck to you getting it. I'm a little old. I've aged out of the heiress game. I can't hook up with an heiress at this age, I don't think. But good for you. This is why Elizabeth Warren's rich tax makes sense. So Elizabeth Warren wants to charge 2% tax on money earned above $50 million and 6% over $1 billion. It'll pay for schools and child health care, et cetera, et cetera. She was talking about it on The View. If you didn't see it, it's a beautiful thing. Look it up online, because Meghan McCain, who is the conservative troll on The View, kept trying to interrupt. Meghan McCain is famous for interrupting. It's what she does. Whoopi had to shut her down one time recently, just tell her to be quiet, but she loves it. And Elizabeth Warren kept talking as if Meghan McCain didn't say a thing. It was absolutely beautiful. I mean, she didn't look at her. She didn't hesitate with a sentence. She handled a troll exactly like you're supposed to handle a troll. She completely, completely ignored it. It was a beautiful thing. So there's a lot of stories I looked at over the holidays I could have talked about. Carnival cruise ships crashing into each other. Really? In this day and age, you hit a cruise ship? A cruise ship hit a cruise ship? I don't know about you. My car has a backup camera. It's got all these, it beeps when it gets close to a solid object. Some cars now have automatic braking when they get too close. You got a cruise ship? I think it has the technology to avoid crashing into another cruise ship. Just saying. This was a very interesting article I read. You know, I love cars and I actually like tech, but we got to watch tech. So I read an article in Forbes magazine, and it was about overcoming racial bias in AI systems. See, artificial intelligence learns from intelligence, and basically what the article's saying is artificial intelligence watches an action over and over. It could be millions of times, and it notices trends. And one of the things that it has picked up is racial bias. And it's interesting what biases have picked up. For example, people are less likely to stop for a pedestrian of color. That's just a thing. It's been documented over and over and over. So people are less likely to stop for a pedestrian of color. So self-driving cars will be less likely to stop. Police pull over people of color more often. Artificial intelligence picks this up and sees it as people of color having more traffic violations or somehow being worse drivers. Now, we know it's not that. We know it's institutionalized racism. But it's very interesting. And the problem, they say, is that the people, tech companies are overwhelmingly white. The developers are overwhelmingly white. So they don't see the inherent bias that they're programming into their systems. It's very interesting how this is going to play out. What's going to happen in 2050 when we hit that tipping point and immigrants and people of color outnumber white people in the United States? But we have automatic driving cars that are designed to hit them. Hey, wait a minute. That could be part of the plan. I don't know. There's a lot I don't know. thank you for letting me vent. Sports, going great. NBA season, a lot of fun. Football, great season. The Patriots have been eliminated. Cheating never prospers. Well, actually, it did. It did for 6 Super Bowls, but it won't this year. So they're out. Let's see who wins. It's up for grabs as far as I know. I'm not a huge NFL fan, but I would say it's up for grabs. It's a new year. It's a new decade. I wish you luck. That's the best I can do. I wish you luck. I so appreciate you guys in the support and comedy. I got a tweet from a guy who was on stage with me at my first show in my writing class, and he remembered me from that. I thought that was very cool, and I appreciate it. Man, I can't tell you how much I love what I do. Shout out to certain places, the Laugh Factory in Hollywood. Shout out to Rudy Moreno. Check Rudy out online. Rudy, he's a comic. He's been booking comedy shows, been booking me all my career. He's not doing great right now. He had a heart attack recently. There's going to be a fundraiser, and I'm going to talk about it when the GoFundMe set up. George Wallace, one of my mentors, Dom Herrera, another mentor. Then superstars who are cool with me and made me feel cool in the business, from Dave Chappelle to Jamie Foxx, guys like that. Tommy Davidson, who taught me a bunch when he took me on the road. I could go on and on and on. I'm down here in Bermuda with Tammy Pescatelli. How much do I love Tammy? We did Last Comic Standing together. It was awesome. There's a lot of people, who made me who I am. I appreciate you all. Representatives from my current guy, Ian Arighetti, who I like, even though I give him a lot of shit. Judy Marmel, who was friends and has helped me various times throughout my career. Rick Rogers, my first manager, who got me to Montreal and got me to being a full-time comic and giving up the day job. Shout out to all you guys. Chris Titus, I learn from this guy every day. This guy's work ethic is unreal. Joe Rogan and Joey Diaz, just for being cool with me and having me on their podcast. I've known these guys for 20 years. We've laughed a lot together, and we love and respect the art of comedy and the art of being human. Man, Joe is so smart, and, you know, it's great. So Tiffany Haddish, another new movie out. Superstar. Loved watching Tiffany grow up in this business. Again, I could go on, and I am rambling at this point, so I'm going to wrap it up. I wish you luck in 2020. I will say, if you have a dream, follow it. Mine has worked out, and here I am. I'm going to be in Bermuda this weekend. Next week, I start the jazz cruises, and you know, I love those. My January is always good. I really can't complain. I will, but I can't. You know why? You know why I'm going to complain? Because I'm not an heir. Yeah, I'm not an heir. If I was an heir, then I couldn't complain. If you marry an heiress, do you automatically become an heir? I don't know how these rules work. I know a lot of people like the royals. It's not that I dislike them. I just don't get their complaining. Like, shut up. You won. Anyway, that's enough out of me. Episode 263 is done. Who's paying attention? You are. I appreciate you. Fans of Fear Not, we'll get that podcast going again. It was the holidays. Travels are crazy. It's kind of difficult for me and Barry to get together in studio, but I promise you we'll be coming back. Check out Fear Not. It's a fun podcast. You guys are the best. Thank you and good night.